AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider and the podcast. Well, it seems my skip bin was finally finished. Steve's coming to pick it up. Spider found a couple of old VHS videos, apparently.
Yeah, with titles that we don't want to disclose right here, right now. Also, I did my spray. Finally, females have worked out that we do actually do 2 hours and 52 minutes of work around the house each day.
They just need a medal, don't they? I'm getting one made for you in trophies today because you work so hard around the house, don't you? Oh, you stirred me up today. Also, the Crazy Women's Association, the Surfing Safari. The other part of it is a nutritional program that Ronaldo is providing with the Shack Superfood Cafe. Very cool chat. Have a listen. Sexy accent.
Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Warning, warning, warning. You know those random songs that we throw on the radio nice and early
I
don't get into trouble from the content people?
Love.
I'm about to play one right now.
Excellent.
This is exciting.
And the idea behind that is if you don't like it, three calls and we've got to turn it off.
But before that, we've got to ask about trivia last night. Who won, Rod?
Oh, it was Jackpot Night last night. 975 clams up for grabs.
I wouldn't say that too loud now.
Well, wouldn't
you? You're going to get a lot of people coming down there to try and smoke it.
Oh, look, we have measures. We have loyalty points.
Oh, that's
we award
good.
Teams for turning up every week, you see.
Nice.
Do you get the award pizza on a Tuesday night?
Oh, look, hoping that my beloved's still in bed asleep. Ah, yes.
You got to get some reward.
Well, yes, a delicious barbecue meat lovers. Last night, a half point.
Oh,
it came down to a half point. And the winner was Suboptimal by half a point.
Oh, they haven't had a win in a while.
Yes, they did well.
That still sounds like a horse name, doesn't it?
Suboptimal.
It's a great name.
Who'd they beat?
Oh, they beat... who was it?
No one cares about the second.
Do you know what, though? Honestly, Rod, if you write down a name of all of the quiz the names, they're great names for horses, AJ.
Oh, mark
all
them down.
Them. Yeah, they're awesome.
Mm. Yes, you could. You'd probably be banned, but anyway.
On the outside, Quizzing My Pants is coming out.
Yes.
Great Barrier,
Queef.
Anyway.
I can't believe I said it. Sorry.
A couple of questions for you this morning.
Yes.
The jewellery firm founded in 1842 in St. Petersburg, famous for its eggs.
Oh, the Fabergé.
Fabergé is correct.
Well done, Bridge.
What is a female ferret called? Is it Jill, Jenny, Kitty, or Gertrude?
Jill.
It is a Jill.
Wow.
Well done, you.
We're on fire. We're two from two. We're a team.
And?
Yeah, claim it.
Who has been the subject of more biographical works than any other Australian?
Oh, than any other Australian biographical. I would say Banjo Patterson.
I would have said...
biographical. Have a go. AJ Gough Whitlam.
Got a name, but I lost it when you said one, but I can't remember who. If Rod says it, I know.
Burke and Wills or one of the explorers.
The most written about person in Australia, as an Australian, Ned Kelly.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't thinking of that.
Of course. Right.
Thanks, Rodney.
No
worries.
Fun. We all learned a lot.
Yeah.
13:27:10, if you'd like us to continue to play this song, it was from an album called...
I just don't even...
How Dare You? And the band are actually coming back to Australia to do a performance. It's 10cc.
Darling, the billboards there at the intersection at Tugues. They're coming to 20s.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's called Art for Art's Sake. Money for God's Sake. Enjoy. AJ, Bridge and Spider, can I do a self-indulgent message here, Bridge?
Again?
My very good friend Steve from the Skip Co. The skip bin is ready to be taken away, Steve.
Yay.
It's all full up. In fact, it's not full up, it's overflowing.
Oh.
Thank you to my very good friend Peter, who helped me yesterday.
Well, Steve from Skip Co. It was actually ready last week until it burnt down, so it hasn't been able to burn overnight. If you are just catching up, AJ's trying to fix his unit up. So I went around and helped him last week. We chucked everything in the skip bin. That caught on fire. That was a drama. So,
but there was homework.
There was homework. I gave him four bins to fill. And, Rod, you know this. I said, Rod, I mean, AJ, fill these four bins so when I get there next week, we can empty those, we can get the carpet up, and we can get going again. I get there yesterday. A total show of disrespect with no bins filled. So
there was one bin filled.
We had to start from scratch again. And anyway, we had to pull up the carpet in a spare room in the in the hallway as well. We did all that, but really interesting that, you know, this AJ has thousands of CDs. They've all got sample product on the back.
Oh, dear. Yes.
Oh, yes.
So there's CDs that were legitimately given to me from record companies over the years.
And sometimes he has 10 of one. I don't know why. In case he wants to play one in the car or one in the house. But he's got things like Bondi Cigars, whoever that is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bondi Cigars.
Dave Graney.
Yeah, Dave Graney and the Coral Snakes.
Yes. And what about this one? He's got a signed Leo Sayers CD.
Oh, straight to eBay with that one.
He's even got notes on paper bags asking people to play his CDs. It must have been from the 70s. Or maybe late 80s.
Walked into a radio station and said, here's my CD. Try and get it played.
Was it just CDs or a couple of DVD titles I saw that were in that box downstairs?
There was a couple of DVDs. There was the Jerry Body Yoga. I don't know why he had that. But
yoga, good on you, darling.
Funny you mentioned that, Rodney, because this is when you go through and you help pack, and I said, AJ, you make the boxes because I'm going to pack everything. Just give it to you and I'll pack it all in different boxes, DVDs, your CDs, and then the videos. And he has a couple of VHSs.
Oh.
And for kids out there, he doesn't know. But what's on it, and I was never going to ask.
No.
But when it says private and half of the tag rubbed off and spar on it, you think, what is that? And then there's another one with just do not touch, and then you see AJ and then again, half of it ripped off.
Hang on. So home videos? Are you saying home videos?
I'm just thinking. I didn't want to play.
He's
gone on red.
So
you were being nosy.
My God.
No, I was packing. Rodney? Oh.
Well, in the interests of investigative journalism, I've actually got a couple of those titles from those home videos.
Yeah.
AJ the Lumberjack goes log rolling. And the adventures of AJ the Tonsil Tickler. What is that about?
Yeah, I found some others too. I saw some photos that had AJ and the Da Vinci Load.
This is a nice setup.
Ask Ventura, crack detective. Come on. Seriously. Look, at least you had the respect for the other person who doesn't know they were videoed by rubbing their name out.
Exactly right.
And Steve, if you find any more in that skip bin, can you pull them out for me?
No, can someone now actually burn it?
Big news overnight too, the sporting world, Dave Warner. We saw him having a bit of a sledge yesterday and a bit of controversy against the South Africans. But it looks like he's going to cop a grade 2 penalty, which could see him miss the next test match because it was quite an embarrassing for our Aussie vice-captain to, kick up a bit of the heels and be restrained by other players. It wasn't a good look for the game.
But
so
he's got to move on. Like, he was all, peacocking, puffing his chest and kind of pushing his way through the team yesterday.
Yeah, he was. And the Australia's cricket's come down very, very hard on him. So we'll wait and see over the next couple of hours what happens there. But in the NRL, doesn't this always happen when you're on the eve of the biggest competition?
Oh, here we go.
And it's going to be massive. And we know that the NRL kicks off tomorrow night. But the hardest thing is Matt Lodge. Now, he's going to be playing for Brisbane. And on the back of that, he's the disgraced NRL star that got himself into trouble overseas in New York. He pretty much rampaged a family, threw an apartment, harassed a couple of other people. He got sued for $1.6 million. Now, this was a few years ago. He said he's done 18 months of cancelling. He should be allowed back in the NRL. Now, the NRL's agreed and said, yep, you can come back to our game. Now, this isn't a great look for the families they're trying to attract, for the females they want to attract, for the kids they want to attract.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It is terrible. And again, you know, the NRL starting off on a bad foot. And it could be so much better if they just said, drew a line in the sand and said, no, you're not playing. And my main thing is, yeah, okay, he's done 18 months of rehabilitation or cancelling, but he hasn't paid the victims 1 cent.
Or apologised, apparently.
Or apologised. So if they actually just made an attempt and said, you know, $1.6 million, it's going to at least try. At least try and do something. And the other big news as well with the NRL, today they're going to make the decision on Todd Carney. Todd Carney could be coming back into the NRL with the North Queensland Cowboys. A lot of people are saying he won't be. But again, for a look at the game, do you really need Todd Carney? Does the NRL need Todd Carney? Even though Todd Carney actually hasn't done anything other than disgrace himself, but still the publicity, the sponsorship, the TV rights, everything that goes into this game, is this something the NRL wants?
Especially when you've got the squeaky clean JT, who's just, you know, so good for the game and the Indigenous society up there and for everyone, you know.
Exactly right. So the NRL, again, got some big decisions over the next couple of days, but I thought they made the wrong call with Matt Lodge being allowed to play.
Peter, I'm waiting for a, because Ronaldo will be the cook, so I'm waiting for a...
Well, can Ronaldo. I'll just quickly tell you, this is a text I got from Ronaldo yesterday. And look, he not only is a beautiful specimen and that he's Brazilian, but he is an incredible nutritionist and personal trainer, and he is pretty amazing. But this is what he sent, because we're going to speak to him today, and he said, great, sounds good, yes, I can be free. Of course, I chat. Please, do I, can I go to gym and be fresh for you? Yes, you can. That's fine.
Oh, I can't wait for the interview either.
Now, it's great to, you know, eat well and do all these things, which is great. This is what CWA is all about, is ticking those things off the list this year for me. And okay, I haven't had a drink in nearly 2 months. Tomorrow it'll be 2 months. And I'm trying to do my best. You know, I'm trying to eat well and clean. And
you know, put the front foot forward and hope for the best.
Well, that's right. However, the front foot forward has turned into a lunge backwards without it being a lunge. Otherwise, that would be exercise. I've bought this book, The Body Boss Challenge.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, it's a great book.
I was supposed to start on Monday. I put it up on my Instagram. I was reading it in bed.
Yeah.
Going, oh, it's a pretty picture book, isn't it? Now I'm on to day 3.
How's it going?
I haven't started, so now I don't know. What do I do? It's a book.
You can't start at day 3.
Well,
you've
got
to start at day 1.
But you know what? I like day 2. I thought, yesterday was recovery day. Guess what recovery is? As is, recovery is light exercise, like a walk, a swim, a bike ride, or a yoga class. That's heavy. That's a heavy day for me.
Did you do any of those?
No. I read it in bed. It's my nighttime reading. But apparently you've got to do something with it. But you know what? No, I'm a little bit annoyed. And I'll admit, I did get, and I'm very sorry to the Tugan vet surgery, because that's where I weigh myself, because they always weigh me in about 2 kilos lighter.
Yep, good spot.
Yeah, but I misbehaved there the other day. I swore at an inanimate object very loudly. Mm-hmm. I weighed myself. I had to go in and get some food for the dogs, and I weighed myself, and 2 weeks down the track, I haven't lost anything. All this work into eating well and not exercising.
I'm telling you, and I stick to my diet.
No, I tell you, I was so annoyed. Guess what I did? I thought, stuff you, after swearing at an inanimate object. I went home and I thought, I'm going to do something about this. So I did. I ate a huge plate of nachos and 2 mini Snickers. I showed him who's boss.
But very interesting in the news in the last couple of days, the talk of succession in this country. Well, in North Queensland, history shows you that in 1933, there was a referendum in WA. WA were going to succeed.
Ah.
And there was in 1974, I think it was Lang Hancock that set up a succession plan as well in 1974. None of them, of course, went through, but we have Mr. Catter's son, who has now come out and publicly announced that the northern part of Queensland should succeed and become their own entity.
Yeah, this normally happens every few years. This comes up, $250,000 for this referendum. This is what Robbie Catter had to say in the news last night.
Taxpayers will benefit, I guarantee you, we'll come up in the black if you let us run ourselves. We'll do a better job of developing North Queensland. They know it, and I think the rest of Australia does.
Tegan George.
Exactly. So now I just want to tell you from my point of view, from I lived up in Cairns, for 5 years, all my sisters have lived up around Port Douglas, Gordonville, all up around that area. So I visited it since a young age and lived there. Yes, 100%. In fact, I'll say that term you don't like, Peter. 110%.
You can't do it 110%.
That it should be its own entity, run separately. That way it can have its own disaster management plan with its own money going into that, its own money to look after the farmers up there. Because I tell you what, when you live up there, you feel like you're in Siberia.
Wow.
You do. You feel left out. You feel like the politicians, they don't give a rat's crap.
Well, they have enough.
Until there's a disaster. And when there's a disaster, to save face and look good, every premier in person comes up and pretends all of a sudden they're interested. I'm telling you, we are like the poor red-headed step cousins up there.
Yeah, but will they be able to financially sustain it? That's the problem.
They reckon they can, well, and if they can.
Well, all the stats are saying, and you know, all the people who do all the economical surveys and everything saying they can't. Everything above kind of Bundaberg up, you cannot sustain their own state.
Give it a go. Why not give it a crack?
You're not just going to make it and then undo it. It's either it's committed for the whole time, so it's going to be liable before you actually do it.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think the whole issue is, again, about money, revenue raising. There's a lot of money has to go into disaster recovery and stuff like that. It's, we're not talking just about millions. We're talking billions of dollars. Whether North Queensland could sustain that kind of a tax base, I'm not sure. I know this debate actually happened in northern New South Wales years ago when Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen was in Queensland. Yeah, let's have Joe because, again, being in northern New South Wales, we weren't part of Sydney, Newcastle or Wollongong.
And that's
forgotten about.
Would that be the reason too that it hasn't passed in WA? Is because anything above kind of Geraldton, that area up north, is the population compared to how big the area is, it's just unsustainable.
Massive. Yeah, however, you've got all the farmers up there. You've got, this is what used to annoy us. We'd grow incredible produce, send it down to Brisbane, they'd send us the crap back up to actually sell. Like, I don't know, you just get ripped off. But disaster management, yes, a fair bit of it obviously would be state funded, but a lot of that's federal.
Chinese farmers, though.
What are you on about?
Well, that's who I most the farms now.
Look, we can't even get a debate on daylight saving.
I know.
I mean, North Queensland wants daylight saving, and mate, we've seen where that debate's gone.
Mate, don't start the debate on the State of Origin being played in South Australia either.
I don't even start that, but I'll tell you what, they don't need a referendum because it would be just absolute 100% everyone up there would be for a separate state.
We couldn't get train lines the same width.
Good point.
It's the Gold Coast's original radio cash contest.
AJ Bridge and Spiders, $1,000 Minute.
Woo-hoo! Playing with Sally from Burleigh Waters. Morning, Sally.
Morning.
Oh, what's on the agenda today? Sally, all fired up for this Wednesday? It's a beautiful day out there.
No, it's...
I've got to work.
How fun. Oh, it's beautiful. What do you mean? A bit of rain for the farmers. The ducks are loving it.
Hey, I gave you an eyeglass wipe today, so surely you can see. Look outside that window. Look at it.
Yeah, it looks... I drove past Black Swan Lake and the swans were all around. It's beautiful.
Stop it. Are the biggest stirrer.
10 questions, Sally. Each one answered correctly, you win $10. If you need to pass in the allotted 60 seconds to come back to a question, do so. And if you get the lot right, you win $1,000. Good luck, Sally. If you're playing at home or in the car, good luck as well. Question number one from Bridge.
In which country were the Lord of the Rings movies filmed?
New Zealand.
True or false, the diameter is half of the radius?
False.
Which US rapper is currently on the Gold Coast?
Half.
What currency do you use in England?
The pound.
What Australian TV show was Chris Hemsworth first known for?
Home and Away.
Finish the name of this band, Tears for...
Sorry, what was that?
Tears for...
Tears.
What colours on the Egypt flag?
Black and red.
Who played the mother in the movie Mamma Mia?
Meryl Streep.
Which TV network is My Kitchen Rules on?
7.
Which car manufacturer makes the Yaris?
Toyota.
Which US rapper is currently on the Gold Coast?
Dre.
Oh, I tell you what, you flew through them with a little bit of help from Suri too in the background, which is all legal. Tears for Fears. You got that right. The only the two you got wrong was which rapper is currently on the Gold Coast? Coolio.
Coolio. Oh, really?
He's one of the best. And also, what colours are on the Egyptian flag, the old Saints colours, red, white and black?
Oh,
but you got yourself $80. That's Very well played.
Very well played. Well done, Sally.
The Crazy Women's Association, it has been going for 10 years. Do you know
yep.
that, guys?
Well, I do.
We have done so many incredible, amazing things, even pole dancing, belly dancing. We've done, you know, taking our kid off in the forest, drumming lessons.
Yeah.
You name it. Okay. We've done some.
Well, was that the one in the hinterland where you had to put a block up because everyone else was walking past?
Yeah, for the tourists. We had to stop the tourists for a little bit while we took our clothes off.
A couple of lunches too down here that went a little bit sideways.
Look, let's just say some ideas I have come up with, it hasn't passed legals.
No.
But that's okay. That's okay. But we are on a surfing safari. I'm ticking off stuff on my list this year, stuff that I've put off. I haven't surfed since I was like 30.
Yeah.
So we're, thanks to Currumbin Alley Surf School, we're going out for a surf. And then the other extra bit to this is I thought to continue on my nutrition journey. Would you call it that?
Oh, it's a journey for sure.
It is.
It's been going for 7 years since I've been here.
Yeah. I am cleansing and trying to look after myself. So joining us is Ronaldo. Now, Ronaldo is from the Shack Superfood Cafe in Nobby. You might know it very well there. He does a lot of healthy cooking. He's got incredible books out as well.
Yeah.
And he's coming along.
I do. And Ronaldo, can I please ask you the first question? Ronaldo. Oh. No, nutrition. I want to know, can you get as much nutrition from a smoothie or do you have to have solids?
No, you don't need solids at all. You can get a lot from, you know, liquids and smoothies. Of course, you have to combine the right amount of foods to get that that liquid very nutritious. But if you think really, you can liquefy any food. So basically, you're drinking nutritious food as well. If you think, all right, I'm going to put this category of, you know, foods in my smoothie, so I'm going to get my carbohydrates, protein, and fats all at once. So if you think the theory of liquid nutrition, that's it. I believe that's possible to feed anyone with liquids. I've done that before with people that couldn't chew, debilitated people in hospitals, and they get good results.
Well, of course, because it's easy to digest. Now, Ronaldo, you have so many incredible books, from Ronaldo's Superpower of Nutrition and the Breakfast Recipes book and Delicious Snacks and Healthy Sweet Treats. I want to know what you are offering for the ladies. What is this class? Or it's $150. What do the ladies get at the Crazy Women's Association?
So they're going to get my latest program, which is called the Everyday Health Program, which is an 8-week meal plan based on whole foods. So it's to teach people how to eat properly at home. There's no supplementations. It's all based on whole foods. And basically it's to get people on the healthy lifestyle straight away without, you know, making them used to like powders or pills. It's something that's based only on food. So this program is my latest creation. And it's called the Everyday Health Program.
Well, we're very happy for that. Thank you so much, Ronaldo. And if you do want to try his incredible food, it's at the Superfood Cafe, the Shack, there at Nobby. You're incredible, Ronaldo, and you're doing great things for everyone on the Golden Tweed Coast. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Spider. Cheers. See you tomorrow.
Peter, all together. You ready?
Ronaldo.
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
Hello, ladies. Ronaldo Fulieri from the Shack Superfood Cafe. I want you to wrap your mouth around my food after you have worked up a surfing appetite with the Crazy Women's Association Surfing Safari. Call AJ Bridget and Spider now on 13-20-710.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, well, they say Aussie men do more housework than most of the world's men.
Oh, my
men.
God, let it go.
On average, the Aussie men, and Rob McLeod, you'll be all over this as well, the Aussie men do an average of 2 hours and 52 minutes housework a day. You know what I can say to all the ladies out there? Hello!
Oh, my God. Are you honestly going to do this?
Hello! How good have you girls got it? We do this because we want to make sure we take the stress and look after our partners in the best possible way. Don't worry about equal rights. We're all over it. And it's time we do this, and we do it because then you can go and enjoy yourself. I can't believe that you girls haven't noticed over the last few years we've been swapping the lawnmowers for the vacuum cleaners.
Oh, you are full of it.
The rakes for the mops, the TAB for dishwashing detergent, and the Esky and Stubbies for the washing machine. This is not about us. This is never about the mail. We have known this for years and years, and we've never wanted to make a headline out of it.
Oh, you never have. You mentioned it three times this morning.
Because now it's out in the public. This has been a man's secret for years, one of those folklores that men never talk about. And finally it has come out to the public, and as I said, hello, it's been going on for years, ladies.
Yeah, yeah, all rise.
You've been sprayed by spider.
All rise, guys. Let's have the fanfare. Oh, gold star for the men. For doing something that women do all the time.
Two things we're able to achieve. Wow. Not only do we do the 2 hours and 52 minutes housework every day, we've been able to keep it a secret for years.
Excuse me, how come I saw your wife mowing the lawn the other day and it takes her 5 hours to clean your house, she tells me.
She talks too much on the phone.
I've got Debbie from Carrara on the phone in response to Spider Spray. Hello, Deb, what have you got to say?
Men don't even know where the sock drawer is.
Oh, my God. Oh. Debbie, well, in case... Yes?
You might be talking about the men that stay at home when the women go to work, but as to picking up a vacuum cleaner, sorry.
Or Debbie, have you ever have it where a bloke does help out and then they need to show you around your own house of what they've done?
Why didn't you say thank you? I put the washing up away.
Hello.
I've got a mate who doesn't even know.
I do it every day.
I've got a mate who doesn't even know where his foot is. His wife puts his socks on.
Oh, you are kidding. Wow.
Sandro.
Hello.
What do you reckon?
I reckon Spider's spot on, mate. I do that much.
Good.
Thank
good
you.
Good for you, Sandro.
Free prep food, meals, and cook things way ahead in advance. Kind of helps her out. I do all the laundry. And for women to keep bringing this up, it's insulting.
And Sandro, do you feel like now, because it's been such a secret for so many years, the weight has now been lifted off our shoulders, like we can actually be our true selves now?
Oh, my God.
I reckon the pressure's put back on the women now.
You are idiots.
Come on.
Get a grip. You need a gold star every time you do anything.
No, look, we've just been keeping it a secret.
Well, why have you brought this up twice this
because
morning?
Because it's out in the public arena.
Oh. Rosalie, what do you got to say?
Well, I think I'll give Spider a little pat on the back. There is some men who do some cleaning.
Absolutely.
But majority do not.
Yes. Look, I'm proud that we're up there, that men of Australia are the best in the world.
We are the best in the world.
Just
easily.
Ask them.
By a long, long way.
In fact, Rosalie, they're so amazing that it's taken a mini skip to clean out AJ's place.
No, excluding AJ out of this equation. Thanks, Rosalie.
Peter, give us one more.
Hello. Yeah, interesting. Happy birthday to my daughter, Caitlin. It's her birthday today.
How old is Caitlin? Happy birthday, Caitlin.
Same day as my mother.
Oh, is it?
Pam, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Pamela.
86 today.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
What do you think it would have happened on Pam's first birthday? And, like, do you reckon it would have been a bit different to Caitlin's? And we're talking about first birthdays. Interesting. I can remember Caitlin's first birthday. And it was more about... Yeah, you know, the adults. It's sad, I know, but yeah, all the kids come along. But a first birthday, what are you going to do? They're going to play with the wrapping more than they do with a present.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was all about making sure the Eskies were full, the fridge was full, and the adults would come around, would have a doozy of a day, and in the background there's a couple of kids playing.
Yeah, a couple of kids playing, then they go to bed, and you guys stay up
and
play, right?
Yeah, and you know, you look through social media now, and that is all, is it all about... the social media look of a first birthday party. When they get older, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they start playing with their friends, yes. But a first birthday party, is it more about the adults than it is the child?
I remember years ago, when I used to do like performance art stuff, I was hired for a first birthday party to entertain the child who was so scared of me, cried. And then I had to entertain the adults instead. But this brings up terrible memories for me because I asked Mum recently this question. I said, Mum, being the youngest of six girls, I'm sure I haven't seen any photos of my first birthday party. What happened? Was it good? You know what she said to me?
No.
Oh, Dale, we stuck a candle in an orange and you blew it out and I gave you some saucepans to bash around and that was about it.
That's it.
It hasn't affected me, though, at all. It hasn't affected me a lot.
How much has it changed now? We want to know, 13, 27, 10, is a first birthday party, the first birthday party, is it about the child?
Yeah.
Or is it more about the parents? Because I reckon the moe gets brought more quicker than what the presents do.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll throw in a round of golf for you and three friends at Surfers Paradise Golf Club. Surfers Paradise Golf Club membership from $11 per week or juniors from $4 a week.
Even that sounds sad. The golf with that music in the background.
Couple of shout-outs, birthdays today. AJ, your mum's birthday, and also my eldest daughter Caitlin's birthday. And I remember Caitlin's first birthday when really it wasn't about Caitlin at all, and she'd be very disappointed that it wasn't. It was more about the adults just getting through a year. So we're asking, and how far do some people go on these first birthdays as well? Because you got to try and be better than the last person. But is a first birthday more about the child or is it about the adults?
Imagine with me, I was the biggest disappointment being the youngest of six girls. Yeah, no one cared.
No.
I was supposed to be Michael.
Not even your mum and dad's friends.
No, there was no party. Hey, but I'm okay. Kim and Upper Coomera, is it more about the parents or is it more about the child?
It's definitely more about the adults. They want that status, you know. I'm the better one out of everyone. And I tell you what, if you don't fit in, you don't fit in.
Oh. Really?
So to me, you're better off having that 21st, and then it's all about the young adult becoming that young adult.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you, Kim. We appreciate your point of view. And in Hollywell, is it about the child or is it about the parents that they've survived a year?
1 year.
With their kid.
That's what it is. They've survived a year. They've survived the no sleep night, the going through the teething. I think it's more for the parents.
Have you been to a party like that where the celebration is all about the parents and the birthday party is just a sidetrack?
Yeah. Oh, well, mine's coming up. My granddaughter will be one on the 14th of March.
Aww.
So, yeah, it's for the parents. They deserve the party.
Oh, thanks,
Anne.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sandy at Oxenford, what do you think?
Hey, look, I think it's a bit half and half, but I think leaning towards the parents a bit more, definitely. When my son turned one, we had a naming ceremony for him because we're not religious, so we didn't do a christening. We did it that way instead. And, we got to have a lot of family and friends around, and it was time where we could relax, you know. My husband and I could finally kick back, and, we had enough people around us to keep him entertained. And, there were a couple of kids, but there were definitely more adults.
Fantastic. Awesome celebration of the 12-month period of getting through with a child. Well, Kyle.
Kai.
Kai.
It's Kai. Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good. What do you reckon? It's more about the adults or is it about the child?
100% about the parents.
Been there, done that?
Well, you survived
it. Yeah, been there, done that.
Good on you, Kai. Hey, listen, you're off to Surfers Paradise Golf Club too, Kai. Congratulations. You won a round of golf for you and three friends. 18 holes at Surfers Paradise Golf Club. Surfers Paradise Golf Club membership from $11 per week at juniors, $4 per week at... Our person of interest coming up, and it's a very, very amazing story. It's the twins from the Sunshine Coast. They are called Paula and Bridget.
Yeah, now you may have seen them, especially with the passing of Steve Irwin. They did a lot of work, and they still do. They have their own sanctuary, and they were on the news a lot after the passing. They interviewed these incredible twins. We've heard nothing like it.
No, it's incredible. In fact, when I hung up the phone from the interview we did last week, I said it's the most bizarre interview I've ever done because they do everything.
What did you say?
Most bizarre interview I've ever heard.
Let's all try and talk at the same time. We'll try it.
Oh,
ready?
Sorry. Okay.
Most bizarre thing I have ever heard.
No, because these twins talk at the same time. We'll try it now. You know when you annoy someone when you talk...
Like that, and they tell you everything they said, and you're trying to copy them, and it's so hard, and then you go jinx, and then you're not allowed to talk until they say your name.
Next hour.
Coming up after 8, persons of interest, Bridget and Paula Powers.
Do you believe that you're actually just one person in two bodies?
Sometimes we do, because when we went to a twin study in Melbourne...
Identical twins.
He did well over 500,000 tests.
and that was our episode journey, and it came back 99.9. Apparently we're the most annoying twins in the world because we talk together.
Girls, I can suggest this because I was born there. Does anyone ever say a joke that you might have been born in Tasmania?
Persons of Interest with AJ, Bridge and Spider.
Gold 92.5.
Now, with our Person of Interest, you always hear that, yeah, maybe twins, sometimes they dress alike or might look alike. Or
yeah.
This is really a phenomenal. The identical twins, Paula and Bridget Powers, and they own Twinnies Pelican and Seabird Rescue Refuge on the Sunshine Coast. And they do everything. They speak at the same time. And they're never apart. It's an incredible story.
AJ, Bridget and Spider's Person of Interest.
Persons of Interest, Bridget and Paula Powers.
Do you believe that you're actually just one person in two bodies?
Sometimes we do, because when we went to a twin study in Melbourne...
Identical twins.
He did well over 500,000 tests, and that was our episode journey, and it came back 99.9.
We're
the most annoying twins in the world
because
we talk together.
Girls, I can suggest this because I was born there. Does anyone ever say a joke that you might have been born in Tasmania?
Persons of Interest with AJ, Bridge and Spider.
Gold 92.5. I first... were exposed to you lovely girls, and it was a sad time because you were all over the telly because you were very close to Steve Irwin.
Yes.
And was that when people really were interested in you guys being twins? Because when you were interviewed, obviously, being around each other all the time, you both spoke at the same time and finished each other's sentences.
Yes, that's right.
It's amazing, isn't it? Has this been like this your whole life?
Yes, it has.
It's fascinating. Why?
Well, we don't know at ourselves how we're talking together, but a lot of people, we do annoy how we do talk together, but we don't care. That's who we are.
And when we got interviewed over in the UK by Piers Morgan...
Yes.
He gave us a bit of conflict, but we didn't care.
Why? Why was he nasty?
Apparently we're the most annoying twins in the world because we talk together.
Cheer to make an interesting radio show.
So, how do you go then with partners? Are you dating anyone? Do you double date? How do you do that? Because you say you want to live together. You're going to live together forever. You dress the same.
We've got no partners. We're happy what we're doing. We're giving all our love to the wildlife.
Oh, which is such a beautiful thing. Have you ever tried to be with someone?
No. We're not interested.
Now, when you are apart, just say that, Bridget, you decided to travel to Australia or travel overseas, somewhere different.
We've never, ever been apart.
No,
that's right. Like, when we were 17, we were apart when one of us got our appendix out, but we hate being apart because you just feel so empty.
And when you were apart... They often say this, when one twin gets ill, the other one does too. Wasn't it not long after that someone else got their appendix out?
Yeah, that's right. Bridget had to suffer for 2 weeks and then Bridget's appendix nearly burst.
What happens when you're growing up, when you're first born? Did you do the same things at the same time, even when you're growing up?
Yes, that's what our mum said, yes. We were always together and mum, she tried to separate us. One of us stayed with our nan and the other one stayed with our auntie, but we just kept crying and crying and she was together.
Do you believe that you're actually just one person in two bodies?
Sometimes we do, because when we went to a twin study in Melbourne, He did well over 500,000 tests, and that was our epigenetic. And it came back 99.9.
Goes, I can suggest this because I was born there. Does anyone ever say a joke that you might have been born in Tasmania?
Yeah, two lots of laughs.
Does it get annoying when you fight against each other and you say the same things?
No. We never fight. No, yes, someone said to us, do you ever get bored with one another? Company, and we never do. No.
Well, all the best with all of your adventures in the future. You're incredible girls.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
It is Bridges Feed. And just first of all, I wanted to mention, very sad, we heard earlier from one of our Gold FM family members today that Jeff St. John has died. You guys wouldn't remember Jeff St. John, and I can relieve you of that fact, for he was singing back in the 70s, but he was born Jeffrey Leo Newton, and he was unique, for he was born with spina bifida. He had some big hits, including this one that went to top five in Sydney in the 70s. Rest in peace, the great Jeff St. John.
Wow.
He spent his life in a wheelchair, and a lot of people listening to this station would remember Jeff St. John.
Great singer.
That had a very 70s feel to it, didn't it? I just want to say very quickly, I don't follow Chris Hemsworth, but I do follow his wife, stalkerly, Elsa Pataky, on Instagram. You know what I love? You'll love this, Spider.
Okay.
At the moment, they are camping, and they are camping absolutely old school. They've got a caravan with just an annex off it, and you see Chris setting it up himself, hanging around an open fire, even playing, oh my God, talk about melt your hearts, ladies, he's playing skipping rope with his kids with his shirt off. Seriously.
I missed his call yesterday. He wanted to be a part of the Great Australian Doorstep. I knocked him back.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah, he's not a big enough name for your show. But I love the fact he's so down to earth, that it's that real salt of the earth teaching his kids that. Now, Married at First Sight last night. Look, I know that you blokes always say if you look at the mother, that's a good indication of how how your partner might progress in life.
Yes.
Well, Troy took that a bit too far. Have a listen to how awkward this is when he's actually cracking on to his bride's mother.
I think she is very attractive. She's got beautiful hair. It looks like she spent a lot of money on the hair to get like certain highlights, and the colouring is so unique. If you don't mind me saying, you do keep a very nice figure, Stephanie. You're in great shape by the looks of it. So you say you and your daughter have similar tastes in men?
No.
Oh, you don't say to your mother-in-law, oh, do you keep a very good figure? Oh, it
You're
was
good,
just
Nick.
Cringeworthy. Now, speaking of, Scotty Taylor, our US correspondent, broke this with us yesterday about the serial pest who stole Frances McDormand's Best Actress Trophy nomination, right? Now, we know more about him. His name's Terry Bryan, and he's a serial stealer. So he has stole a SAG award, a VMA award, an MTV award. Now, talk about security.
Yeah.
He walked into this event next to Frances McDormand, then on the way out, holding it, stealing it. All the cameras were in front of him. This is what he had to say.
We got it. We did it. We did it. We did it. I got to go. They got to go. I got
to
go.
Because the camera tried to pan in and see what he won. And he hit it and went, I've got to go. I've got to go. So he stole it and he's in trouble now. But he's not the only serial pest. Because there is a serial pest here in Australia who's been stealing Logie Awards and pretending they're his.
Thank you very much. Look, it's a passion of mine always to win a Logie. I've worked 10 years on this assignment just to have one of these. I just want to thank a couple of people, and one is, of course, just myself. I want to thank myself. I am the brains behind it. Okay, thank you very much. See ya.
Yeah, what'd you win that for? That Logie you were holding up on our Instagram page the other day.
One of the shortest speeches. I would have won the jet ski that they've given away.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.